Hello again, my fellow Americans. This is A.J. Wildman. Today we're going to start a little series on five amendments I'm recommending to the Constitution. The first one will involve the changing the term of office of the President of the United States. Why? Because right now it seems like the running for office has turned into a 1.5 to 2 year event for the incumbent president, which really doesn't help anything get done in Congress. It's just another excuse for the Congress not to do anything, depending on what party the president is or what party is in favor, or I should say in power in the House or in the Senate, okay? It's just another excuse for them to say, well, we have to wait until the new president comes in because we can't figure anything out on our own. We have to wait for somebody who's only going to be in office for 4 or 8 years to tell us how to fix everything. And that's pretty much what they do now. That's why their public disapproval rating is 90%, but we'll get to them in the next video. Okay, now, so currently, of course, the president serves up to 2 4-year terms consecutive. What we are going to recommend, what I'm going to recommend, is that we change it to 1 6-year term. Okay, so for example, again, we're hoping that if we get the right push in Congress this November and next year, this amendment will be passed by Congress very quickly and sent out to the states for ratification. They can get that all done in 2017. Then, whoever is elected president this November will have their term of office automatically changed from their first 4-year term to their only 6-year term. That way they won't have to worry about re-election, and we can have 4, probably even 5 years of real work and concentration on getting things done, rather than the public and everybody having to deal with this horrific problem we have now, which is re-electing a president. We can actually just get some work done. So again, that's really pretty simple, straightforward. We're going to change it from 2 4-year terms to 1 6-year term. And this, if you do a little research or you check around a bit, this works very well in a lot of states. A lot of states have one term for their governor, okay? They come in, they don't have to worry about re-election, pleasing people, raising money, doing anything. They just come in, and the public in those different states, okay, can be at them and say, okay, what are you going to get done? Let's get this done and get things fixed. So pretty much that's it. Not rocket science, just practical, prudent and practical change to our political system. Therefore, that's all I have to say about that. In the next video, we will address the other problem, something called term limits, all right? And that will be the adjusting the term of office of the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Thank you, and take care.